This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday afternoon, and as happens on Tuesdays at 4:33, our good friend Craig Peterson drops by. We talk a little bit about some of the latest threats online, how to stay safe out there on the interwebs and all that good stuff. A little dollop of tech as well. Always great fun with Craig. And coming up at 5:33, the White House correspondent for the Daily Caller, Reagan Reese, is going to be here. Looking forward to that, because it's her latest piece that really has attracted my attention. It is all about how this family, the Biden family, La Cosa Nostra, how they mistreat one of their grandchildren. It's brutal. Absolutely brutal. It is ugly. Thankfully, Reagan has a great piece in today's Daily Caller that you'll want to check out. If you haven't checked it out already, I did send out as a link on X. Always follow me on X, Jeff Katz Show. Jeff Katz Show over on X, and The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. The advice from Jelly Roll: kids, you're spending hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars on sneakers, which are going to wear out. Whatever you do, don't get yourself the discount tattoo. Spend the $400. That's what he said. Now, Jelly has got ink all over himself. Get a lot of ink on his face as well. I'm not a big fan of the ink on the face, even though I love ink, as you know. But I thought that was great advice from Jelly Roll to those kids who are spending $400, $500, $600 on sneakers that are going to wear out in a year or two. Don't go and get yourself the discount tattoo. Spend the money, get the real deal. That's all I'm saying. Well, not even me. It's Jelly Roll who's saying that. And Jelly knows a thing or two. I cannot use the term. Well, I can't. No, I can't. I can't use the term that is used to describe soon-to-be former member of Congress Bob Good. But to use a technical term, quote, he is an... No, I guess I can't. Well, it's not polite. I'll just leave it at that. If you want to see what he was called, no, I'm not going to spell it. That sounds pathetic. I'm gooder than that. I wouldn't do that. He's an anal aperture. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Yeah, he's an anal aperture. That's how people inside of Congress describe him. Apparently, nobody liked Bob Good, and. And that's in today's Daily Caller as well. Republican Virginia Rep. Bob Good had to pull off a tall task to become the first chairman of the House Freedom Caucus ever to be ousted in a primary fight. But he did it. He was able to pull defeat from the jaws of victory. And it's just priceless. It's just priceless. But you have to read this piece. The unlikely bedfellows, talking about the Trump MAGA sort of folks and the more, what do they call them, mainstream Republicans. How could you bring those two together? Well, they each agreed with each other that Bob Good was just an awful human being. Yeah. guy said, well, again, I can't use that term, but you know what I'm saying. Quote, he's perhaps the most unlikable guy in Congress. And that's saying a lot with the likes of some others who are also major league anal apertures. He's, yes, exactly. Quote, I don't think there's anyone in Congress, conservative or not, who would pee on Bob Good if he was on fire. Wow. One of the members of Congress said, and I quote, he's even prickly toward his friends. No kidding. Did we not discover that on this here little program? We did, didn't we? Always been polite and respectful and talking about his good votes and taking a tough stand on issues. And then I don't know what crawled up his butt, but it did. And the next thing you know, we're not on his nice list anymore. Quote, Bob Good decided to spend his time in Washington making enemies out of literally everyone he met. He wasn't being a principled conservative. He was being an unnecessary jerk. Yeah. I agree with that. He was absolutely an unnecessary jerk. His jerkiness was not necessary. Now, sometimes jerkiness is necessary. Jerkiness is what will make you the goodest person in the argument, but that's not the case here. Bob Good deployed jerkiness in a haphazard way that was unnecessary. And if you want a good example of it, I would urge you to go to newsradiowrba.com. Newsradiowrba.com. It's still up there, right, Germ? The last interview that we had with Bob Good, and I don't mean just the most recent interview. I'm saying it will be, I'm pretty sure, the last ever discussion, conversation, chat that Jeff Katz and Bob Good engage in. And that's because of Bob Good, not me. But if you will go to newsradiowrba.com, if you haven't heard that, you need to hear it. There are many people who credit that interview with costing Bob Good the election. Thousands of votes cast by people who heard that and said, why is Bob Good being such a blank hole, right? Yeah. Why does Bob Good have to be such an anal aperture while he is chatting with Jeff? It doesn't make any sense. This is unnecessary jerkiness. It was. That interview, by the way, remains the most downloaded podcast ever in the history of News Radio WRBA. If you have not listened to it, by all means, head on over to newsradiowrba.com, newsradiowrba.com, and you will be able to take a listen to it. Germ, can we put that back up in the higher-ups? We should put that there, link it somehow with the Daily Caller piece so that people can really, really get a feel for this. I mean, it's over now, I know. But this Daily Caller piece just came out today, so that's why I wanted to share it with you. Trump's campaign, they say, even sent Good's team a cease and desist letter. Remember that? We talked about that. And Good faced criticism back in February after his campaign called the police on a group of Trump supporters after he was kicked out of an event. Buckingham County GOP chair Ramona Christian is quoted in this article. She says, I personally called him the night before the incident at the Trump store in Farmville, Virginia, and asked him to please not come to the event as it was a scheduled signature event for John McGuire. John McGuire had permission from the owner of the store, and I had planned the event with her. I called Bob Good the night before and said, hey, you're not welcome. The owner of the store doesn't want you there, and you have not gone through the proper channels for yourself at this store. And he, as a quote from this Buckingham County GOP chair, quote, he has told me that I was not a fellow sister in Christ if I supported John McGuire. I have seen him scream at elderly women and college kids that did not agree with him. In my opinion, Bob's entire reason for running for office was to accumulate power. Well, maybe. I don't know. But I do know that description of him has as a rear opening seems to fit, doesn't it? This is not the first time I've heard or seen that particular term associated with him. And I think that's a shame. I really do. God, it served absolutely no purpose except to divide on some level some folks within the Republican Party. And my sincere hope is that that's the last piece that's going to come out on Bob Good, for the time being anyway. Just put it to rest after you download the interview. Again, it is the most downloaded piece of audio on the News Radio WRVA website. In fact, in the history of News Radio WRVA, crazy as it sounds, eclipsing my conversation with former President Donald Trump. So take a listen to it, newsradiowrva.com. Craig Peterson will be along at 4:33. It's about 20 minutes from now. Reagan Reese, the White House correspondent from Daily Caller, she is dropping by at 5:33. I've got a pair of tickets for KC and the Sunshine Band. Tell you what I'm going to do. I want to give folks in the 5 o'clock hour an opportunity to win them. So let us say, let's call it 5:20-ish. All right. Right after the traffic and the weather. So 5:22-ish. Just stick around to the 5 o'clock hour. You get a chance to win tickets to go see KC and the Sunshine Band, part of the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series. It happens at Meadow Event Park in Doswell. Heidi and I are going. Oh, we absolutely are. We've already got our tickets. It's going to be a great time. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. No real chance of rain, it seems, until Friday. Friday, we're looking at thunderstorms almost definitely, which will be great. Might be a little late, though. Man, the grass is not happy. I'm just telling you, it's just not happy. And with these temperatures as high as they are, and they are high, a piece of advice for you. You know how my friend, my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, who during the week is found at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico, and on Saturday mornings, 8 a.m., hosting In the Garage with Stan Andruski. You know who I'm talking about, right? Stan, every week, when it's warm especially, reminds people you've got to be aware of your batteries. Because batteries will drain. A lot of us know that, oh my God, it's so cold, the battery's not going to crank, and you know, you got to get out there and start your car. You have to do the same thing when the temperatures are super hot, like they are now. How do I know? Not just from listening to Stan, but because Saturday, as Ryan and the team from Picture Perfect Sheds were out here delivering Heidi's musical chalet, I needed to move our old car. And I got in there dead as a doornail. Now, we really had to move it because Heidi's musical chalet, all 10 feet by 12 feet, needed to go right where that car was. And so just to give you an idea how amazing Ryan and the team from Picture Perfect Sheds happened to be, you know where I'm going, right? Yeah, they pushed that car. And they pushed it out of the way so that they would have room to get Heidi's picture-perfect shed into the picture-perfect location. So it's, you know, picture-perfect. And that was above and beyond as far as I'm concerned. But they did it. And then I went out there later and proved to everyone. I reminded Heidi that, you know, I'm one of those manly men. Yeah, absolutely. I started the car. I jumped the car. With real jumper cables, by the way, not one of those, you know, mamby-pamby mom-type jumper cables. These were real Horkin jumper cables. I did try the mamby-pamby jump start first, but it didn't work. That's how dead the battery was. So I'm offering this simply as a piece of community advice, a friendly piece of advice from your friendly old Uncle Jeff. Start your car, crank, and charge the battery. Once you get the battery started, you got the car running, let it run for a good 15 minutes to charge the battery. All right, there you have it. Craig Peterson doesn't need any batteries. He's powered by Apple. He'll be with us at 3:33. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:33, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. I know it's difficult to get all excited about a Tuesday, right? We're really far away from the weekend, and we've still got those memories of, oh, we had 4 days off, and we had such a great time, and things were marvelous, and now it's bad. This could be the worst week, the worst day of the week that you will have. And I hope that's the case, because I'd like to think that once we get to tomorrow, it's going to be even better. And even today might be a little bit better as we do a couple of things. Number one, 520, I'm giving you a pair of tickets to go see KC and the Sunshine Band. You betcha Heidi and I are going to be there. We actually have, from our Paris trip, you know, we went to Paris, and then we went to Normandy with a whole bunch of listeners. What a really great cruise. But we have some disco attire. So I think we're going to wear that to the KC and the Sunshine Band event. That'll be fun. And I'm wondering now, just out loud, we had a lot of people come on that trip with us, Uniworld Cruise. I'm wondering if those folks want to come. You know, come out to KC and the Sunshine Band and wear all the disco stuff you got, and you thought, oh, well, we're only going to get to wear it for one night as part of the Jeff Katz adventure to France, right? We had a disco night. Wear it to go and see KC and the Sunshine Band. Put on your boogie shoes. And we got Regan Reese, the White House correspondent for the Daily Caller, joining us at 5:33. So, see, things are on the upswing. And my friend Greg Peterson, who joins us every Tuesday at 4.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
33 is joining us. A lot of important information this week. Craig, thank you for being here.
Hey, glad to be here. You know, I don't know. Can you still get those really weird afros that we used to wear in the 70s? I had a friend. He's 80 years old now, and he has pictures in the 70s where he had this gray hair, even back then, afro. What's your suit consist of? You had like the high-heeled boots and the white pants with I don't even want to think about
no,
it.
Don't have that image in your head, because then you're going to have to send your eyeballs out to be dry cleaned, and I'm not paying for that.
Yeah, indeed.
Oh, it's crazy. But we did have a good time when we did this trip to Normandy with a great crew. And on board this river cruise ship, they said, well, one night we're going to do disco stuff. And people showed up. I'm telling you, the people went to the very, very back of their closet and brought out stuff that hadn't been seen since John Travolta was all the rage. So it was it was a good time. I got to ask you about passwords, because you've got it in your newsletter this week, which I remind everybody, craigpeterson.com is where you go to get that. But I'm getting all sorts of emails now saying that as a result of some ticket company, my information may have been hacked. Is this all the same?
Yeah, that particular one was actually a few weeks ago, and it lasted for months and months. The bad guys had got into their system, and what the bad guys usually do, when they get in, they kind of establish a beachhead, right? Think of war tactics.
Okay.
And once they're there, and they've got their beachhead there, then they start spreading out and other systems that might be vulnerable, other things, try not to draw any attention to themselves. And then they find the information that they think is valuable, and then they suck it out. And yeah, that happened, and that's a problem. In fact, there's another even bigger breach, the biggest breach ever, with 8.4 billion passwords now exposed on the internet. 8.4 billion passwords out in the wild. So I've got two articles this week.
Yeah.
One is about this 8.4 billion password. So people do it right when you talk about passwords. So if you read this article, I go into quite a bit of detail on what to do if you're not sure if your passwords are safe. Don't do it like my dad used to do it, where he kept it all in a spreadsheet and thought, you know, Excel was going to be his savior. Because no, that's not the case. Then I have another article. And Jeff, this is one of the things I get from our listeners quite a bit, this question.
Okay.
And since we've got these breaches and our information is out there, how do we protect themselves?
Right.
So the first thing you need to do is make sure your computer is as reasonably secure as possible. You know, there's always a trade-off, right? The computer would be completely secure if it were locked in a steel cabinet, you know, with 5-inch thick metal and no power. It was turned off, right?
There you go.
But other than that, that computer's not going to be secure. So I go in on this one and explain. I've got charts and everything in there for you. What should you be using? And it's based on what kind of information you have, what kind of risk you think you have. I even go into a website by Troy Hunt. He's an Australian guy. Actually, chap, right? Australian chap.
That's right. That's right.
Who went ahead and he's been collecting all of these hacks, all of these databases of passwords and emails and everything. And you can check with him for free. And I trust this guy, okay? He's not going to hack you because you checked to see if your information was stolen. But he'll tell you when it was stolen, where it was stolen, and what was stolen.
Oh, so
your social security number, your email, your home address, your name, your job function, your salary. Man, the hackers have everything now, Jeff.
All right. Riddle me this. What good does it do me to know all of that? Here's my take on this. Shouldn't I just assume at some point somebody somewhere sucked all my information right off the interweb, and it's just a matter of time before somebody says, well, let's screw with this account?
Yeah, well, you're right. That's a really, really good question. Here's why you want to know about these hacks. Here's why you want to use Troy Hunt's database.
Okay.
Because when a new disclosure of passwords and email addresses comes onto the web, when the hoses have it in their hands, it's time for you to change your passwords. It's really quite that simple.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, in addition... I was going to say now, and I need you to make it as really clear to me as possible. We talk about passwords, and of course, way back in the day, we all thought, well, I'm going to put a password 123, nobody figuring that out, and then you make it 1234 or whatever it is. But now we realize, hey, you kind of have the real thing, and it has to be stronger, right? Don't I need some sort of almost like the magic key that just makes up some thousand-digit thing each time I turn something on?
Yeah, I'm chuckling to myself. Sorry about that. Because it's a legitimate question. So I just went right now to Have I Been Pwned? And again, this information is in today's newsletter.
Okay.
And I typed in the password that was used by the chief strategist of the Democratic Party. And then he blamed, you know, the Republicans and the Russians for stealing all of these emails, insider emails from Democrats. So the password was password with @SSW0RD. Now, if you watch Spaceballs in Mel Brooks, you realize where I'm going.
Yes.
Okay, so that password has been seen 105,000 times before in breaches.
Wow.
So, you know, you ask that question. It's a legitimate question, right?
Oh.
Shouldn't you have a long password? Well, here's the trick with passwords.
Okay.
Don't do something stupid like a password with zeros.
Okay.
Come up with a phrase that you're going to remember. Like, I love Jeff Katz, for instance. So that's a phrase.
Yeah,
that could be. I don't think that's the one your wife was using, but anyways.
No. You don't even need to look hers up because you're going to find it associated with quotes for life insurance policy on Jeff Katz.
Oh, there you go. So you come up with a phrase and put like numbers or other characters, special characters in between each word. So it might be lowercase I dash love at sign Jeff 5 Katz or something like that, right?
Right.
And that is a password that is almost unhackable via brute force.
Mm.
So that what brute force means is these guys have this new database that we just mentioned here of 8.4 billion passwords. So what they do is they will try those passwords against your account. Now, they don't try them online necessarily because they'll get locked out.
Okay.
But if they get somebody's password file that's stolen and Company X says, oh, yeah, we sell tickets. We got all this great information, but, you know, we encrypt it. We use a hash and salt. That's what it's called in the computer biz. It's not really encryption, but it's good enough, right?
Yeah.
So it's a one-way password type of thing.
Okay.
So they can't see your passwords. I love Jeff Katz.
Right.
It's some garbage gibbligook, right?
Right?
So what the bad guys do now is they use this password breach, and they now try and encode that password in the password breach until they find a match with the gigligook.
Wow.
And when they found that match, they've got your password.
Wow.
So, you know, Company X might be saying, oh, yeah, well, the passwords were encrypted. They were hashed. They were salted.
Yep.
Yeah, but when you have a database like this, they're totally going to be able to get into it. So no longer do you need to have a very complex password.
Mm-hmm.
When we're talking about the technology of today, you need to have a very long password, and it shouldn't be something associated with you. You know, okay. Jeff, I love Jeff Katz. It's probably not your best password because the bad guys are going to say, okay, well, when was he born? What's his wedding date? What's his wife's name? What are his kids' names? And that now is often what people use for their passwords. Something unique, a phrase that has something that means something to you, so you're not going to forget it.
Right.
And this is the hard part. Use a different one for every website.
Oh, stop it, now, Craig. Come on.
So if use a password manager. There's only one I trust anymore. Only one. It's 1Password.com, okay?
Okay.
But you really need to. So you have to have a unique password. It has to be long. And if you use something like 1Password, I don't make a dime off of this, right? No ka-ching from the cash register.
Right.
If you use 1Password, it will make those phrases for you by choosing random words. And it'll remember them, and it'll fill them in automatically when you go to the websites.
All right, so 1Password.com, 1Password.com. But, Craig, I listened to this guy, Jeff Katz, on the radio, who I do love, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And he has this guy, Craig, who comes on every week, and I love him as well. Don't I have to worry that 1Password.com is going to get hacked at some point?
Well, that's the problem with pretty much every other password manager. They've all been hacked. In fact, LastPass, if you've been using LastPass, it was hacked. So that's probably the most popular one out there. So I haven't trusted them for years because they've been hacked more than once, and they were hacked again very recently.
Wow.
So 1Password has been very good at the way they set things up to keep themselves secure, to keep you secure, and to keep all your information secure.
Okay.
It's a little complicated. I should probably do a little webinar for people to attend to kind of explain how to do it all. What do you think?
You know, that would be great. If it is something you're going to do, let me know, because number one, I'd love to attend, and number two, I'd like to let all my listeners know about it so they can attend. It seems to me more labor intensive on my part, even as I hear about, you know, we're growing robots out in the field and they're going to do everything for us. But here I am. I'm trying to think just as you were chatting, Craig, and I want to remind everybody, Craig Peterson is joining us. You go to his website, craigpeterson.com, to sign up for the free newsletter. You know all this stuff. But I'm going down the list of websites that I would need passwords for, and I got to, I don't know, about a dozen. I thought, oh, it's going to take me forever to do anything, and I'm lazy, you know? And I, in this regard, I don't think I'm unusual.
Aren't we all, right? The way to do this is some people spend a weekend getting it all set up, right? Because they go to each one of their accounts. If you can do that, if you have the patience for that, that's probably a good idea, right? What I advise people, because it's not necessarily the easiest thing in the world to do, is when you log on to a website, immediately change your password. Use 1Password. 1Password also has built-in multi-factor authentication, which is really good. You can turn on your multi-factor inside there. It has various types of multi-factor authentication to really keep you safe. So you kind of start with your bank account. Right. If you're lucky enough to have a 401X, go ahead and do those ones first. Yeah. But I'm looking at my 1Password right now, Jeff. I have 3,600 passwords in there right now.
Did you say 3,600? It also
3,633.
Oh, my God.
3,633. So 1Password's great in that also it'll let you keep secure notes. So you can keep your bank account numbers, your credit card numbers, your other passwords. You know, I'm a little bit on the, because I have a lot of customers, businesses that rely on me for security, right?
Sure.
So when you have to have these questions that they'll answer to find out that you are the right person, I put those into 1Password and I make them up. Like the bank asks me, what city were you born in before, you know, password recovery, right?
Yeah.
And I'll just make up two words, based on maybe what I see, like chair, sun.
Wow.
There you go. That's where I was born. So that, again, they can't find out where I was really born and then use that to get past the authentication at the bank.
Oh, my God.
So there's all kinds of tricks. We're going to have to do a webinar.
Really should, because as you're talking, Craig, I went to 1Password.com, and it's the number one, although the word one will take you there as well, I found out. 1Password.com, and... already I'm thinking, holy moly, this is a weekend's worth of work, but it's $2.99 a month they charge for an individual, $4.99 for a family. Then they've got teams and businesses and the rest of it. But boy, if that will keep me as safe as possible, I know nothing is a guarantee 100%. Seems to me like it might be something worth pursuing. Craig, something worth pursuing I know about is your newsletter. Remind everybody how they get it and what they're going to get when they sign up for it, please.
Absolutely. CraigPeterson.com, right there at the homepage. CraigPeterson.com. I'll send you this week's newsletter if you sign up today. And every week it comes out. It's free. And I've got checklists, how to do things, where to do them, and why you need to do them.
It's great stuff. Craig, I appreciate you being here, my friend. That is Craig Peterson. Please go to his website, CraigPeterson.com. CraigPeterson.com. He joins us every week. I will tell you that he doesn't get anything for it except exposure to you, to me, and the opportunity to educate us on staying safer online. It is really, really, really very, very important stuff. So do yourself a favor. Check it out. CraigPeterson.com. 450, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 455, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. Hey, it is a Tuesday. I've got a pair of tickets for you. I'm going to give them away at 520-ish. I'm going to give you the details as best I can. Like at 520, what do I do? We do the traffic. We do the weather. Right after I tell you what the temperature is, I'm going to give you a chance to win the tickets. I'm just trying to make it easy on Jeremy, for God's sakes. He's got to handle all the phone calls and the rest of it. But at 520-ish, and that is an official time, a chance for you to win a pair of tickets to see KC and the Sunshine Band. They're going to be at Meadow Event Park, part of the Atlantic Union Bank After Hours Concert Series. Heidi and I have already decided we're going. We got our tickets. And we're going to reach out to some other folks that we know to see if they have held on to their disco attire, because it could be a really, really good time out there. We'll hopefully see you there. And at 5:33, Reagan Reese is going to join us. Reagan is the White House correspondent for The Daily Caller. Yeah.
Great stuff today talking about this little girl. I mean, the story about Joe Biden's granddaughter, one of Joe Biden's granddaughters, and he won't even acknowledge her. It is just absolutely painful to see. But we'll talk about all of that. And how crazy is this? We just got rain here in Ashland. Oh, unbelievable. 456, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.